The Odyssey Charter School community gave public comments Monday night on a proposal to place the school on probation. Education Secretary Susan Bunting is set to present a final decision on Odyssey's immediate fate to the State Board of Education this month. The school is on formal review after complaints of wrongdoing. The Charter School Accountability Committee, CSAC, recommends probation with 16 conditions. Comments primarily centered around the school board's makeup, currently controlled by members of the American Hellenic Educational Progressive Association, AHEPA, which helped launch the school. CSAC doesn't want members of AHEPA and affiliated organizations to comprise a majority on the board. Former non-AHEPA board member Jen Ballas worries AHEPA will try to maintain control even if DOE removes its majority. She says she's been harassed by AHEPA members for supporting a non-AHEPA majority.
So while I'm used to AHEPA attacks, what about new non-AHEPA OCS board members? How do we ensure that these new non-AHEPA OCS board members do what is right for OCS and not for AHEPA?
Other former board members and some parents say Odyssey may go downhill without an AHEPA majority on the school board. Board President Josiah Wolcott says it plans to discuss the recommendations. He adds they've already agreed to some of them. Sarah Mueller, Delaware Public Media.